Egger, lurking in the deep shadows of the station, also heard the church bells. He sighed. Another 2.5 hours, and he had been wedged into a cramped corner for 2 hours already. He knew how stiff and painful his legs would be when he finally made his sprint for the stairs. From his hiding place, he could see Clean Willie make an entrance into the office behind the guard, and he could see Willie's head when he stood on the chair and worked the cabinet lock. Then Willie disappeared. Egger sighed again. He wondered, for the 1,000th time, what Pierce intended to do with these keys. All he knew was that it must be a devilish flash pull. A few years earlier, Egger had been in on a Brighton warehouse pull. There had been 9 keys involved, 1 for an outer gate, 2 for an inner gate, 3 for the main door, 2 for an office door, and 1 for a storeroom. The pogue had been £10,000 in B of E notes, and the putter-up had spent 4 months arranging the lay. Yet here was Pierce, flush if ever a cracksman was, spending 8 months now to get 4 keys, 2 from bankers and 2 from a railway office. It had all cost a pretty penny, Egger was certain of that, and it meant that the pogue was well worth having. But what was it? Why were they breaking this drum now? The question preoccupied him more than the mechanics of timing a 64-second smash and grab. He was a professional. He was cool. He had prepared well and was fully confident. His heart beat evenly as he stared across the station at the jack on the stairs as the crusher made his rounds. The crusher said to the jack, "You know there's a PR on." A PR was a prize ring event.
"No," said the jack.
"Who's it to be?"
"Stunning Bill Hampton and Edgar Moxley."
"Where's it to be, then?" the jack said.
"Oh, yeah, Leicester," the crusher said.
"Where's your money?"
"Stunning Bill from our gambit."
"He's a good one," the jack said. "He's tough, is Bill?"
"Aye,"
the crusher said.
"I've got a 1/2 crown or 2 on him. Says he's tough."
And the crusher went on, making his rounds. Egger smiled in the darkness. A copper talking big of a 5-shilling bet. Egger bet £10 on the last PR between the Lancashire dervish John Boynton and the gammy kid Bellew. Egger had come off well on that one. Odds were 2-1. He'd done a bit of winning there.